Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for, well, I think of it as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. This is a little bit out of the norm. It is not so much a war of the free world that we're going to be talking about in this very special hour-long edition of Secure Freedom Radio, as much as it's a struggle over science and the implications of some of the policy choices that our government and various international agencies and communities are engaged in at the moment that may have, in fact, profound implications for, well, our economy and therefore, of course, for our well-being, our national security perhaps as well. Our guest for all of these purposes is Dr. Judith Curry, a remarkable scientific expert on these matters. Today she is a professor and the former chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Georgia Institute of Technology. She is also the president and co-owner of Climate Forecast Applications Network, a private sector enterprise. She has many distinctions to her credit, including fellowships and some 200 peer-reviewed scientific journal publications. She's also the co-author of Thermodynamics of Atmospheres and Oceans and a co-editor of the Encyclopedia of Atmospheric Sciences. In short, she knows whereof she speaks, and we're delighted to have her speaking with us. Dr. Curry, thank you so much for giving us a full hour of your time. It's a treat and a real honor.
Well, thank you.
I want to guess... start with some of the most basic, perhaps stupid questions, but questions that I suspect are on the minds of a lot of us and seem to be, despite what one would think would be fairly straightforward answers to them, are nonetheless complicated, I suspect, by politics. Talk about climate change. Does it happen? Is it a normal course of events? And what typically produces it?
Well, the climate has always changed and always will change, and it varies on a lot of time scales. I mean, we have on very long time scales, we have the movement of the continents and slight changes in the Earth's orbit. Things like that would cause, would contribute to ice ages. And even, longer variations. On shorter time scales, we have ocean circulations, we have variations in solar output, we have changes in the composition of the atmosphere caused by volcanoes and more recently caused by humans. So all of these factors combine to change the climate on a whole spectrum of time scales.
And is there any particular doubt in your mind that this, I guess, age-old phenomenon of climate change is happening as we speak at the moment?
Oh, of course. Looking at, for the last several hundred years, there has been warming as we sort of come out of the so-called Little Ice Age. During the 20th century, overall, we've seen warming. And if you look at, but over the last, say, 15 to 20 years, we haven't seen so much warming. And in fact, there have been periods where it's been rather flat. So you see a lot of variability in the temperatures and the rates of change.
And again, the kinds of forces that you've just described predominantly are natural. volcanoes and continental shifts and, you know, various other kinds of ocean and atmospheric conditions. But you alluded to the contribution men are making. And, of course, we're having this conversation in the aftermath of the latest confab of the international community held in Lima, Peru, to thrash out some kind of agreement about how to manage climate change. Before we drill down on that, I would like to just ask, it's been striking to me that we've had in recent years, of course, a lot of attention paid to the warming of the planet. You've mentioned that that's been going on for quite some time. But the proponents of the argument that men are principally responsible for the most dramatic of these changes in the 20th century and 21st century now have changed their tune a little bit. They now use a term climate change rather than global warming. Does that reflect, in your estimation, what you've just mentioned, that there's been kind of a flattening out, or is there something else going on there?
A couple of things going on. Global warming, it implies just, you know, a focus on temperature, and where climate change focuses on rainfall and a whole, you know, host of other issues that comprise climate, you know, the sea ice melting or whatever, you know, a whole host of factors. But it also sort of is a convenient way of getting away from not seeing a rising trend in the past decade, okay, for temperatures. It's been flat for more than a decade. So by talking about climate change, oh, but the, you know, Arctic sea ice is still melting and things like that, it allows you a broader scope for talking about impacts and changes that aren't just temperature related.
So in other words, and permit me to put words in your mouth, maybe this is what you meant to say or maybe not, there is an obstacle to the claim that there is global warming due to some of the recent data. Does it affect, in your estimation, as it appears to affect, the calculations of those using this term now, climate change rather than global warming, the possibility that maybe the planet is not going to continue to warm, or is this just the kind of blip that happens from time to time, Dr. Judith Curry?
Well, a little bit of both. This kind of variability, you know, sometimes it warms, sometimes it cools, that happens naturally. What's going on right now seems to be mostly related to changes in ocean circulations. You get some multi-decadal oscillations in ocean circulations, and we've entered a cool phase of the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, which seems to be associated with most of this flatlining of the temperature. We've also seen a little bit of a decline in solar activity, which is contributing also. How all these things, you know, work together and interplay to give our climate, it's complex. And the way we try to sort this out is by using climate models. And the climate models, you can turn something off or add it. And that's how people have mainly inferred, you know, that the IPCC has inferred that humans are causing the warming. But recent evidence suggests that the climate models are running too hot. So how much humans are contributing to the warming that we've seen in the 20th century remains a subject of debate.
Well, and is that debate precisely that I'm interested in exploring with you? Dr. Judith Curry, again, is our guest, a distinguished and truly eminent atmospheric scientist, who has chaired the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at one of America's preeminent institutes of technology, that of the state of Georgia. She has written extensively on these matters, including two books. I mentioned The Thermodynamics of Atmospheres and Oceans, and more recently, The Kinetics and Thermodynamics of Clouds and Precipitation. She is a fellow of the American Meteorological Society, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and the American Geophysical Union. And Dr. Curry, we're going to pause for just a moment when we come back in this special hour-long conversation about the truth about climate change. We'll talk a little bit about the controversies that have been swirling and what's behind them. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.